why I thought it was a good idea to submit this abstract, which is actually about alcohol, to the food section was because of how I noticed this trend working at the Marin Institute, which is an alcohol industry watchdog group in Northern California. I noticed this trend of the alcohol industry taking a page from the food industry in the way it was marketing some of its products, and I wanted to describe that, and an opportunity came up with a conference that was put on last November by some folks at Columbia University looking at four issues: tobacco, pharmaceuticals, food, and alcohol. And I think it's really important that we think about these issues all being linked, and I'm hoping we'll get more to that in the discussion. So, what's that? Okay. So, some recent trends that I identified for this research was that the alcohol industry is, for several years now, marketing its products as all natural. And these types of images and words are what we're seeing: natural, fusion, and fresh. And I'll be giving examples of each of these. This is just an overview. Fitness-friendly beers, you may not know, but beer is now good for you. Low-cal, low-carb beers, and using athletics as a marketing tactic. And of course, the big boon in organics that we've seen in food has been, the bandwagon has been jumped on by the alcohol industry as well. So just to start with what's going on in the food industry, which I write about extensively in my book, we have all kinds of ways that food companies are pitching their products as good for you. This is just one example of potato chips that have the word natural, despite having a large amount of fat and sodium. And of course, I'll be intertwining some legal ideas here and there. There is no legal definition of natural, which is why food companies can slap the word natural on pretty much anything and get away with it. So now we have the vodka company Sky, which has this line of products that they call the next evolution in vodka. And they have these Sky infusions. And you know, infusions is sort of this vague term now being thrown around, which again certainly doesn't have any legal meaning, and it hardly has any real meaning, because we tried to get to the bottom of exactly what Sky meant by infusions, which gives you the idea that they're somehow like, you know, squeezing a lemon into the vodka, or you know, doing something that you might do at home with a blender. But they refused to really give us any details about what they meant by infusion. So odds are it means nothing. And this was, I think, a good quote from someone in the marketing field saying, "The all-natural positioning is important. It plays into the trends that are happening in the beverage category as a whole and fits into consumers' needs." That's always a good way to justify any kind of marketing tactic. Consumers want this. And so this is by way of saying the alcohol industry is seeing this trend in the overall beverage category and jumping into it. So more on Sky infusions and this idea of natural whole fruit spirits. So the flavored vodkas have been around for quite a while, since the 1980s. But then the fusions came along just in 2004. And they've been, the infusions and this all-natural labeling has been gaining particular momentum in the last couple of years. And I mean, this image, of course, has other bizarre things going on with it that would be a whole other presentation. And this one as well, I don't even want to think about what's going on here. But let's just stick with the true to fruit experience that Sky talks about. And again, these quotes from the company itself talking about all natural being what's hot now, and that they use what they call a proprietary infusion process, which is why, of course, they can't tell us what it is, because it's so proprietary. And they created an all-natural product which has 100% real fruit and premium Sky vodka, whatever that means. And this marketing tactic is having a positive effect that the company wants. And there was some consumer research that showed this, just the fruit image alone boosted purchase intent, consumers saying that they would purchase the product by 23%, and the word natural boosted consumer intent to purchase by 33%. So another product line we looked at is Absolut, and they have this marketing campaign they call Streams of Color to indicate fruit, natural fruit of various kinds. But the interesting thing about Absolut, if any of you are familiar with, the lemon, the citron, the lemon flavored Absolut vodka has actually been around quite a while. but magically, the advertising campaign just adopted the term natural recently. So the question, of course, is then did the product itself actually change, or just did the label change? And then more from Absolut and Absolut World, true taste comes naturally. And then this is one of my particular favorites. So Finlandia, which by the way, if any of you are from New York City, they have ads just plastered, or they did at the time we looked at them, through the New York City subway system. And this particular brand, the Grapefruit Fusion, nature has a flavor all its own. And you know, I'm hoping I don't have to explain why this is a problem. I mean, we don't really want to be promoting alcohol as being good for you or being natural. People, you know, there's not a problem with getting people to drink in this country. And so the concern at Marin Institute, of course, is that they're promoting these products as being good for you when obviously we need to moderate our consumption of alcohol. So this is another a variation on this theme. This is one is tangerine, and enjoy a refreshing slice of Finlandia. And this particular quote, I love, Finlandia is so fresh and natural, it smells like the tangerines came straight from the tree and into the bottle. Or it just almost makes it sound like a refreshing glass of orange juice. And then this one kind of gets the prize for chutzpah marketing. So not just because of this image, which again, you know, a whole other presentation on the sexualization of advertising in the alcohol industry. But this is a strawberry liqueur ad. And this company went further than most in promoting the antioxidant benefits of strawberries. So this was a Fagioli press release saying in a recent scientific study, researchers found that the addition of ethanol boosts the antioxidant nutrients in strawberries and blackberries. And coincidentally, this news speaks directly to the target consumer women. And if you're wondering, is this even legal? We don't think so, because the federal government has clearly said that alcohol companies are not allowed to promote health benefits of alcohol, period, even wine. The wine industry has fought hard to try to get to make a health claim, but they're not allowed to do so. And so this certainly goes over the top, and I have taken this to the FTC, and supposedly they're looking into it, though I haven't heard any action there yet. So switching over now to looking at beer. This is just by way of introducing how many sports drinks and other sorts of soft drinks are out there promoting health benefits, from Gatorade, Monster, fitness waters. I mean, you know, I don't think I have to tell too many people in the nutrition world how insane the soft drink industry has become in promoting alleged health benefits, despite all of these beverages, of course, being extremely high in sugar. So now we have fitness-friendly beers, and this one is from Michelob Ultra, a brand that is owned by Anheuser-Busch, InBev. Anheuser-Busch, by the way, got taken over by a multinational conglomerate called InBev a couple years ago, so they are no longer a St. Louis-owned company. So this brand says, lose the carbs, not the taste. Promoted as, you know, low-carb, low-calorie, get fit, drink up. Just to go back to food for a moment to set the stage, this I wrote about in my book. There were these labels that were out a couple years ago. We've had different variations on this theme. Smart Choices program, the Smart Choices Smart Spot from PepsiCo on various food products, you might have noticed. So now we have the Smart Choice, Michelob Ultra Beer, only 95 calories. So I'm not sure if you're supposed to drink the beer before you run, after, during, or after, but there it is. And then Lance Armstrong, I've picked on in the past because of his partnership, or I guess sellout, you'd call it, to Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola has used Lance Armstrong as a spokesperson for some time with its Live It program, which is an educational program marketed to children. And so now Lance Armstrong is also available for Michelob Ultra. And this is October 6th of last year. This sponsorship deal was announced. He was doing two commercials to air this year, and his image would appear all over the place. And unfortunately, we don't know the terms of the deal, and it's not really clear in this photo, again, if the drinking is going on before, during, or after. And the reason that's important is because the federal government has another legal rule that says athletes are not to be, basically, you're not supposed to give the impression that it's okay to drink in connection to athleticism or actually or any kind of dangerous activity, and this seems pretty vague to me as to when the alcohol drinking is going on. And this is just images from the ad and a quote from the websites. Having dominated a sport that requires such physical commitment, Lance is the perfect athlete to connect with adult beer drinkers who lead active lifestyles. So, of course, what other message would you want to give with a beer than athleticism and active lifestyles? And then this is a particular image from a marathon race, and we found this beer, MGD 64, which is for 64 calories, one of their ultra low calorie beers. These are all the cities that we found where they were promoting the beer. So they have a booth at the end of the race, and what they were doing is actually giving out bottles of the beer to people who finished the race, presumably carding them because they claim they were over 21. I'm not sure that people who run marathons carry ID with them, but that's what was going on at these races. And then my all-time favorite weight loss example is, again, the same brand promoting an actual weight loss program. So this is an ad that appeared in connection to a website called Resolution 64. And you could sign up and basically, it's like a Weight Watchers thing where you track your weight loss over time. And this was being promoted in Men's Fitness and Shape Magazine. And there's no question this is illegal, deceptive marketing, and I got raised eyebrows at the FTC when I took this to them in a face-to-face meeting. So unfortunately, well, I guess fortunately, this particular program is no longer going on, but who knows what new fangled thing they'll come up with next. And then this product just kind of takes the cake. So yes, we now have protein vodka because, we all know Americans are having a protein deficiency. So what better way to get your protein than through vodka? And all this gobbledygook is just by way of saying how the company is promoting the particular source of the protein having been used by the Dutch Olympic Committee, and it won this great award. And so the guy who started this company is some fitness nut, and he figured, what a great way to get his protein by drinking vodka. I'm hoping this is one of these crazy, my boss calls these stupid products, and a lot of these products come on the market for a short time and then go away because they just don't pick up steam or no big company buys them out, and I'm certainly hoping this is one of those that goes by the wayside. Okay, so switching over to organic in the last couple minutes, here, so, of course, organics has become a huge marketing bonanza in the food world. And so, alcohol companies aren't stupid. They see a hot trend, they're going to jump right into it. And so there are many examples now of organic alcoholic beverages. And you might say, well, that's not such a bad thing, right? I mean, we might want alcohol companies to use sustainable practices, and I don't have a problem with that. But here's what I do have a problem with. So Blue Ice Vodka had existed on the market for some time, and then they started this ad campaign where they said premiering soon. It was like this big drama leading up to the release of this new variation on their brand. And then they released the Blue Ice Organic. So now you can enjoy Blue Ice Vodka two ways, which to me suggests that this company isn't so much interested in being a sustainable company. They're basically interested in marketing to a segment of the market that wants to pay, I presume, a premium price for the organic offshoot of their regular brand. So it's the usual tactic of industry saying, well, we'll keep peddling our unsustainable stuff to the people who don't care, but for folks who are shopping at Whole Foods, we're going to sell you this premium product. And then this product is interesting. It's called 360 Vodka. They say it's the world's first eco-friendly vodka, beyond natural, beyond clean, beyond smooth. First luxury vodka that's good for the planet. That's what we need, alcohol that's good for the planet. I mean, and again, the ad, can't say, it's pretty obvious what bizarreness is going on here. But in my mind, we don't need to be creating more products that are allegedly good for the planet. There are enough products out there that are already doing enough harm to the planet. So I'm not impressed by a product like this either. And then, you know, I just want to throw in tobacco because it's always fun to find examples there. And of course, we have the natural tobacco brand, Natural American Spirit, which they say is responsible, sustainable, earth-friendly, organic, authentic, and additive-free while you die from lung cancer. Okay, so just to sum up and what we can expect for future trends, I think this all-natural whole fruit spirit trend will definitely continue. Flavored vodkas have been growing at twice the rate of traditional vodkas, and we've seen just an explosion of this flavored vodka product line on the market. And then the fitness-friendly beers are kind of getting ramped up. Now we have, there's sort of this fight on the market for who can make the lowest calorie beer. I mean, these national brands always taste so bad to me already. I can't imagine what these really low calorie beers taste like. But so Bud Select was released this past year in a few test markets. I'm not sure if it's available nationally yet, but they're touting it as the lightest beer in the world. And yes, there are benefits to low calorie beer. I don't have a problem with that concept. But what I do have a problem with is how they're being marketed as being good for you. And then organic, again, we might see more of. Obviously, there's some consumer trending back towards non-organic products because people these days don't have as much money to spend. But when the economy bounces back, that's sure to pick up again. And so look out for more greenwashing in that product line. And then finally, my shameless promotion slide. And so my two hats, I have both my business cards here, marineinstitute.org. We have, we don't have the full report on this available yet because it's actually been submitted to the American Journal of Public Health as part of a symposium with other articles that were in that conference I mentioned. And it's going through review right now and hopefully will get published in the usual slow way that these journals do things. So hopefully by early next year that'll be available, and sign up on our mailing list to get it or contact me and I'll make sure you get a copy of it when it comes out. And then my book is Appetite for Papa, but I've got cards here for that too. And we said we would take, okay, so I can take a couple questions now and then we'll maybe take more after the other speakers as well. Does anyone have any? Yes.
I applaud your work, great presentation. Does the Marine Institute ever get sued by the alcohol industry?
It's Marin, first of all, Marin County in Northern California. So yes, some people think we work on marine animals, but we don't. So we have not gotten sued because everything we say is true. But we have gotten threatened. Recently, a whole other product line, caffeinated alcohol beverages, a product line called Four Loko, which has been getting a lot of press lately because teenagers are winding up in the emergency room. And by the way, if any of you want to go on our website and take our action again to get FDA to get these products off the market, I would really encourage you to do that. So this company that makes Four Loko sent us a threatening letter. They didn't like that we were speaking out against their crazy products, combining caffeine and alcohol in 23-ounce cans, 12% alcohol. Not a good idea, and teenagers are all loving them. So that's since I've been there, the worst I've seen. They don't like us, and they certainly, I go speak to some of their conferences, and they don't like what I have to say, but actually some of them, you know, I've also talked to and are very nice. But the big companies certainly don't like us. But no, when you tell the truth, odds are you're not gonna get sued. Not always true, but.
One more question.
Yeah.
I also really applaud this work, and I think it's so exciting what you're doing. And I'm wondering, looking at the title of your book and How to Fight Back, other than bringing cases to the FTC like you do, which is so amazing, those of us who are just individuals out in the world, other than not buying these products, what else can we do to fight back?
Sure. Well, you know, Marine Institute, we usually have some way of taking action, whether it's right now, like I said, we're asking FDA to do the right thing on these caffeinated beverages. And we do also, I mean, telling the FTC I can help you with the right people to contact. I think the more the FTC hears from the public or other, you know, advocacy groups out there, the more they realize. I mean, we tend to be, frankly, a lone wolf at Marine Institute on this issue. And so, you know, I'd be happy to connect you with the right people to contact at these federal agencies that can actually do something about this problem. And then there are other ways at the state level. You can ban products. Advertising is a little trickier, but states have tremendous legal authority to regulate the sale of alcohol within their borders. So that's something we also work on with other folks at Marin Institute. Thank you.
Thank you.